Good morning, it's 619 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, boos and bad words streamed loudly from the seats in the Astros' return to Yankee Stadium, and New York got a homer and four hits from Giancarlo Stanton to sate those spiteful fans with a 7-3 victory. In Houston's first visit to the Bronx since their sign-stealing scandal was exposed, an error by Astros' third baseman Alex Bregman in the sixth let New York blow the game open. Meanwhile, the Red Sox defeated the Tigers 11-7, the Phillies beat the Brewers 6-5, the Braves ripped the Nationals 6-1, and the Athletics topped the Blue Jays 4-1. The Mets and Cardinals were postponed for rain in St. Louis. It'll be made up with a doubleheader today. In the NHL, the Penguins reached first place in the East Division by surging past the Flyers 7-3, the Devils squeaked by the Bruins in overtime 4-3, and the Sabres nipped the Islanders in a shootout 4-3. In the NBA, the Bucks clinched a playoff berth by rallying to beat the Nets 124-118. The Clippers outlasted the Raptors 105-100, and the Suns held off the Cavaliers in overtime 134-118. The Milwaukee Common Council has approved a $750,000 settlement in a lawsuit brought by former Bucks player Sterling Brown over a 2018 arrest in which he was taken to the ground and shocked with a taser. The settlement does not include an admission that Brown's constitutional rights were violated, as Brown's lawyer had sought. Instead, it has an apology from the city and Milwaukee police that recognizes that the incident over a parking violation was, quote, escalated in an unnecessary manner despite Mr. Brown's calm behavior, end quote. Lastly, the Belmont Stakes will limit attendance to 11,000 spectators for the third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown Series. The New York Racing Association says mandatory seating and social distancing will limit the crowd size. All fans must provide proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test to get into the event. I'm Jesse King.